What about the gentleman right there? Mitch. Thank you, Lord, for Mitch. And Lord, I just thank you for that word right now. I see you on a bike. I see you cycling on a bike. And I see you almost like dressed like a racer with a helmet and that, you know, that tight clothing. And I see you with one of them souped up bikes, you know, like a thin wheel and really like special. The Lord says, I've called you to run a special race, a race for me. The Lord says, you're different and unique. And I like it because I made you that way. The Lord says, you're also very intelligent. And the Lord says that you think different ways than most people, and that you're a very good problem solver. And I almost see like, you know, like I see building blocks, and I see some people not being able to figure out the pattern. And but then I see you coming in, and you totally see it differently, and you're able to put it in place. And I see math, and I see science, and I see great skill upon you, and I see just that there's a uniqueness about you, and the Lord wants you to know that that's a good thing, that he made you the way you are, and that it's okay, and that you don't have to fit. And I kind of see like a peg trying to fit, and someone said that to me today. It's like a square peg fitting into a round circle and trying to make yourself fit, you know, and to conform. But the Lord says, I don't want you to fit and conform. The Lord says, you're special, and I want you to know I put my stamp of approval on you, and I love you, you're accepted. And you're perfect. And I don't make trash, and I don't make things a mistake. I've made you. I call you by name. I love you. I'm proud of you. And just walk in who I've made you to be and be proud and be confident. He says, I'm with you. I'm in you. I'm all around you, says the Lord. Amen. Woo! Thank you.